guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Today, we're going to be talking about a essay that I read back in 2010. And at the time, I thought it was too out there. It was just crazy, the idea that there could be a spiritual sort of satanic dimension to this global New World Order that's coming into play. And I remembered it the other day as I was reading through a lot of these global elite texts. And I thought, you know what, that actually needs to be in the roster of the global elite texts, precisely because it now has come to fruition. And in fact, this was an essay written by a self-proclaimed high-level Satanist in Australia. And this person wrote this essay at his deathbed, so he says. And he says that, I just wanted to give an account of all of the evil that I participated in. And it's not a confession of repentance or something like that. No, he's confessing to the fact that what's coming into play is a satanic plan. And again, at the time, I thought that's just, it's just a little too far out there. Nobody's going to believe this. But I thought it was relevant because he was a powerful underground player in Australia. And he claims to be connected to a lot of satanic groups there, as well as satanic groups in the U.S., including high-level people in the government, military, entertainment, and so forth. And the fact that he said back in 2010 that the satanic elite had so conquered the Australian and British Anglosphere establishment governments, that he said in the next several decades, you will see heavy-handed tyranny, brutality, and oppression coming into play. Well, I don't think it's in the realm of theory anymore. I think that he was telling the truth. I think this person was a member of a high-level satanic group. He did have all the connections that he talked about. And the mere fact that he said that the Australian people would see the heavy hand of this satanic power structure coming down upon them proves that he was telling the truth. So let's get into this essay. It's about the confessions of a former high-level Satanist in Australia. And the first thing he says in his essay is that they have essentially corrupted and corralled many high-level politicians, lawyers, military men, gurus in other religions, including high-level Christian groups, right? Powerful elite Christian groups with a lot of money, especially evangelical fundamentalist groups. He says that they've actually bought them off back during that moral majority period. Now, again, I didn't believe that at the time, but I think that now we've seen that a lot of the scandalous ministers that have come out, both in evangelicalism and in the world of Catholicism, both of those realms, right, are rife with false controlled opposition church leaders. He begins by saying that we employ all the techniques of mind control and abuse that you saw associated with MKUltra. He says that we even at times are linked up with organized crime groups. And he goes back and he says that my origin in all this goes back to my college days in Australia, where I was invited to a seance and invited to some of these black magic groups. And he says that when I started out, I didn't realize what I was really getting into. And he says that as I moved up in the ranks of this, he says, I realized that we were intentionally involved in degradation rituals. And what he means by that is that they realize the psychological effect of degrading people and putting them through a ritual process to degrade them so that they become in a kind of catatonic Stockholm syndrome situation. So they will actually love their abusers and their captors, and they will beg for more abuse, more authority, more tyranny as a kind of conditioned response. And he says that we learned that in the case of the people that we abused. And he actually says that I was involved in a lot of, you know, really extreme pornography groups, bondage type things. He says that basically their groups, the satanic groups, are responsible for the promotion of all the degrading extreme porn everywhere. And he takes pride in that. He says that, yes, we did this on purpose. We did it absolutely to degrade society. And we had help from Western intelligence agencies and very rich, very powerful people. And what's again insightful is that a lot of what he says here, it's paralleled in a lot of other cases, right? Savile, Epstein, these kinds of things, right? It's exactly what this person's talking about. So again, those cases that came out, think about the high-level MPs, when we think of Cyril Smith, Ed Heath, right? The stuff that David Icke's talked about, those high-level people in the British government, they were exposed as satanic elites a long time ago, and it perfectly is corroborated in what this person claimed 10 years ago. He goes on to say that the abused are a kind of higher level of evolved people. The abusers. The abusers are more evolved. He says that groups like the Church of Satan aren't real Satanists, and they're kind of fronts for his group, which is an international higher elite connected to billionaires and very powerful people. He says that they found a lot of power when they would compromise very powerful political figures, and they would do this through a sexual operative, sex swallow operations, these kinds of things that intelligence agencies do. He goes on to say that a lot of the police groups, right, not police everywhere, but high level officials in police groups would be co-opted by them so that they could cover up crimes, cover up serial murder cases that were connected to satanic groups. And in fact, what do you see right now when you look at Australia? You see the police attacking and brutalizing the population. And it reminded me just exactly word for word what this guy said in his deathbed essay, that they had co-opted a lot of the police in Australia to do their bidding. He says that the occult groups are intimately linked to the intelligence networks, and that they operate at a global scale, and that they're involved in black markets. And this made me think of organized crime. It made me think of, you've heard Alex talking about Ian Fleming in British intelligence. A lot of people don't know that British intelligence used Satanist Aleister Crowley, one of the most famous Satanists of the 20th century, as an MI5 asset. They hired him to do all kinds of side work for them. So Western intelligence has never had, they've always been connected to these kinds of dark, you know, satanic groups and sects, to use them as part of their compromise, part of their black market networks and operations. He says that one of the things that was that his group was involved in promoting was the dumbing down of the population, the intentional goals being by 2010 and 2030 to institute mass depopulation. And so what's amazing here is that what you hear Gil Bates, oh, we got to get the numbers down, Gil Bates, what you hear Klaus Schwab and what you hear the satanic elite saying is one and the same. So it doesn't really matter if Bill Gates himself is a Satanist or if Klaus Schwab is. I don't know what their religious beliefs are, because they all have the same end goal, right? They have the same goal of these people, which is to degrade, destroy, and dehumanize society. So a lot of people can't figure out what's going on because they won't look at, or they're deluded and blinded to the reality of a higher level connected spiritual plan that's at work in this global New World Order. They only see it at the level of politics or at the level of Fauci or at the level of this or that, which is true. But if you understand that this is a conscious, willed, evil plan, then it all begins to make sense, right? And it doesn't mean that Bill Gates has to consciously know that he is doing something satanic. He may not. Klaus Schwab may not know or believe in Satan. But they're under the dominion of a higher level satanic power, precisely because it lines up exactly with what the Satanists themselves have said for the last 100 years is their plan to massively depopulate as a ritual, right? As a ritual. They even say abortion is a ritual sacrifice. And so this is all part of a plan. And the dates even line up with UN goals of 2030. 2030, mass depopulation by 2030. When we come back, we'll get more into this essay. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We were getting into the confession of a Satanist, the deathbed essay, bragging about the things that they had accomplished back in 2010, predicting where things would go in the next decade and up into 2030 with that same coordinated goal of the UN depopulation agenda by 2030, getting the numbers down, right, from he says up to 70% is the goal by 2030 to depopulate the earth by at least 70%. He also says another one of their goals was in the Anglosphere, in the Western world, to poison the water supply, to have enough chemicals in the food and water such that the population would literally drop in their IQ. And he says that if you want to see an example of where we got this philosophy, he said you could look to somebody like Henry Kissinger. Now, he doesn't say that Kissinger was explicitly a Satanist. It doesn't really matter if they're objectively, purposefully doing it for Satan or whether they're just part of the plan. He says that if you look at the terror strategy that Kissinger premiered along with Brzezinski, the strategy of tension, the arc of crisis, He says, we just took those old models of how to keep the public in fear, and we turned that to doing it in every domain. So if you look at the way that the CUFID response has been rolled out, it's all based on fear narrative. It's the exact same psychology of the Cold War and the War on Terror, right? And it's this hyped up fake fear of things that, at least last year, right, 99.9% of people do not die from COVID. Now, of course, we've got mutating things out there. Who knows what's out there in terms of releases and what they're doing in terms of the spike protein, shedding and so forth. But at least last year, this was a hyped up thing. And now we have, again, this total fear narrative. And so the masking, right, my take on it is that it lines up perfectly with what he's saying in terms of psychology, in terms of social engineering, getting people in a state of perpetual fear to walk around in public and you see everybody masked up. I mean, it's just like something out of a bondage ritual. And I don't mean to be profane, but this person is saying that you can't really understand it until you understand it from that vantage point. It's essentially signifying your slave relationship. You're a slave. And he says, when we look at the people in Australia, this guy's in a high level government connected claimed Satanist. He says that we look at the people of Australia as our slaves, and slaves like to be humiliated. They like to be dominated, he says. He says, so, and you see this in the way that people responded to the War on Terror. Oh, there's some threat somewhere out in the world. Oh, please take all of my rights. Every right I had, please take it, please, right? He says they just submit like total docile sheep. And again, this was 2010, reflecting on 9/11 and the War on Terror. How much more, right, appropriate is that analysis now in 2020 and 2021? Another example he gives is of the Federal Reserve. He says, just look at the fact that we are part of a satanic system that takes all of your money, prints as much money as we want, and yes, it's all theft. And he says, and nobody understands or cares or has a problem with this. The entire debt-based fiat system is a scam. Everybody knows it's a scam, and they just willingly submit. They don't oppose it. They think that it's there for their security and for their safety. And he says that ultimately, this is, he says, a satanic delusion. Now, the amazing thing to me is that there's really only two people in the world that understand that what's happening today is spiritual and that it involves a mass delusion. And who are those? It's people with Christian worldview, biblical worldview, versus people like this with a evil, self-conscious, satanic worldview. Those are really the only two people who, at a high level, typically speaking, can really put all the puzzle pieces together. Because if you don't believe that there's a spiritual realm or a spiritual, dimension to all this, you're really going to be limited in terms of the connections that you can make to figure out what's going on. But this person really ties it all together again, 11 years, 12 years before all of this COVID nonsense occurred, right? And he says that if you look at the way that captors have abused their subjects in terms of like CIA torture stuff, he says it's all the same approach. He says that his groups, his satanic temple are directly connected to people in British intelligence, to the CIA, to high level military people. And if you look at the recent death of people like Michael Aquino, right, who's the famous satanic occultist who wrote the Army's PSYOP mind war strategy or doctrine, right, in terms of the modern era, we can see that, again, he's vindicated here, right? And he says it's not just people like Aquino. He says that there's high-level people in entertainment, high-level people who are supermodels who are involved in his ritual groups. This is literally sounds like Eyes Wide Shut, right? So, I mean, literally Eyes Wide Shut level stuff. And he says in this essay, he says Michael Aquino was somebody who was involved directly in helping Australia set up the Pine Gap facility and set up the Echelon spying network by which everybody would be surveilled. And he says it went directly to the high-level British elites, went directly up to the Queen. It was a British intelligence operation, ultimately, connected to the CIA. And he says, if you want to understand the pop culture world, he says, look no further than high fashion. He says, high fashion itself is ruled and dominated by a bunch of satanic elites. And remember, this is 2010. What have we seen in the last couple of years with the fashion world? Literally satanic fashion shows in England. Do you remember that? There was churches that are used, so-called churches, Episcopal, which aren't even really, they might as well just be satanic churches, right? Episcopal churches having openly satanic Baphomet inverted pentagram fashion shows in the last couple of years, right? And we've seen this all over the fashion world. He mentions other satanic groups working with his group. And he says, ultimately, our goal was to destroy Christianity. Now, this struck me as odd because if Christianity is a, if it's a lie, right? If it's a deception, if it's this weak, horrible religion, well, then why do you have to work so hard to destroy it? I mean, wouldn't it just implode on its own? To me, that suggests that they kind of know deep down that there's something real about what they're working against. But another fascinating aspect of this essay was where he says that in their viewpoint, what they're doing is a ritual. So all of the things that you see, like the high fashion shows, like the evil, degenerate pop culture, the movies, the degradation that we see in the pop stars, when you see Lil Nas X and the stuff, he says these are rituals. And he says that the degradation that's put out in terms of the extreme pornography and the Hollywood degeneracy, he says it literally is a ritual, and it's done to degrade and dumb down and brutalize the spiritual senses of the population so that they go under a delusion and can't see any way out of it. It's a hoodwink or a spell. And he says that the more that they buy into this, the more they're deluded and the more they double down. So there you see the very thing that this person, imagine in 2010, nobody would have even conceived of something like the Lil Nas X stuff coming out. That would have seemed, well, that's way too far. No way. Yeah, we've got, Lady Gaga doing this. We've got Madonna doing that. But there won't be anything like that. Here we are with it fully rolled out. He said 11 years ago, you would see it fully rolled out. They would uncloak. He said they would come out, right? It's the age of them coming out, right? And unveiling themselves and pointing out that, ha, 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 we tricked you. All along, it was intended to be a satanic age or aeon. And that's what he says they're going to. And in fact, it's going to get even crazier. And so I think, and I'm not trying to give too much credence to these people because I think these people are evil. Their plan is going to fail, but we should listen to the fact that he says other things that are probably going to come true too. In other words, mass depopulation. In other words, that there will be a top-down, brutal 1984 technocracy that they will put into place. And he says, make no mistake about it, it's not an atheistic, materialistic thing. That might be a phase, but ultimately, it's a satanic thing. And he says, if you've ever read 1984, it's like that, right? It's like the boot stamping on your face. It's like Winston being oppressed. And he says, in fact, the whole modern world is really just a satanic system. And he says, we want to turn the world into a toilet so that it will collapse on its own, so that we can erect something new in its place. Now, when we come back, I'll tell you what he says they want to erect in its place. But be sure and support Alex and the InfoWars in the InfoWars store in this operation, in this warfare. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Be sure and follow me over at Jay's Analysis, where you get access to all of my archived lectures, talks, and interviews, where we've gone through at least 50 or so of the writings of the global elite. Now we've got a new one, which is not a white paper. It's not a boring technical manual. It's a guy who's basically just telling you straight up what the real plan is, right? It's actually a satanic age that they want to bring in. Now, that's the irony here, is that this guy goes on to say, well, after we flush Western civilization down the tube because we want to basically make it into a big toilet through degenerate pop culture, he says, you thought you were going to get this age of liberty and freedom? No, you're going to get an age of brutal tyranny where the satanic aristocracy, those who are truly evolved, those at the top of the Darwinian social totem pole, will brutalize and have a slave population underneath them. That is the technocratic elite, the eugenics elite, basically. And he actually says, no, we still believe in eugenics, by the way. We actually want to, in a dysgenic sense, depopulate all of you. You're all dumbed down, blind cattle and sheep, and you're going to go to your own destruction. And he says that it's precisely because people can't see that it's a spiritual battle, that is a satanic plan, that we will win. So this is why we're losing, right? Now, I don't think in the long run we lose. We will win, those of us on the side of good. But for these people, they believe that they're going to win precisely because of the weakness of the people on our side. And he's actually correct about the weakness of Christianity, so-called, in the modern world, the weakness of those who claim to believe these things. They are capitulating to people like this, left and right. And he says, when you believe that God doesn't have anything to do with all of your life, you surrender these areas to us, he says. So we will take over the realm of government. We will take over the realm of media. We will take over the arts, and we will destroy you through those weapons. He says, we intentionally weaponize them. Now, you thought that Satanism or these kinds of occult groups were about freedom and liberty, right? Well, he says, no, that's what we tell the lower level dumb people. He says, at the higher levels, we understand that reality is not about freedom. It's a pure predator-prey relationship. And in this purely predator-prey relationship, he says, we have the dominion and the right via nature to subjugate and destroy you in that predator-prey relationship. He says, so guess what? In the coming age, he says, when we destroy Western civilization, and by 2030 to 2050, when we bring in the new satanic aeon, the New World Order, he says, we will subjugate you, depopulate you. And he says, the only religion of the future will be Satanism. It almost brings to mind things that Albert Pike reportedly said, right? That the age, the coming age, will not be one of Christianity or Islam or even atheism. He says, all of those will pass away and we will bring in the Luciferian satanic age, right? He says, all these social structures will capitulate to us. And the New World Order will be one of a fully, it's a theocracy, but the theocracy is the satanic theocracy. So you thought all along, right, that, oh, there's just liberty, it's just freedom. No, it's not. It's a satanic New World Order.